Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And is something happening? Maybe something's happening. We've had 92 Instagram posts, more, from Ye in the last couple days. And they've been a lot of airing of grievances, as if this was Festivus. And you know, you just got to get things off your chest. Mostly started to be aimed at Gap and Adidas and some at where his kids were going to school. But it's focused in on Adidas, with a bulk of the recent posts from the last couple days being about how upset he is with Adidas. And today he posted this, and we have videos for the rest of the post leading up to this one right here, DC in the hat. But here, Ye just 5 hours ago posted this: "I need a shoe company like how Jamie Salter bought Reebok, or I'll take over some shoe factories. I went to JP Morgan, but of course they won't give me no deal flow because Jen Ulrich on the board of both Adidas and JP Morgan. What shoe company will give me control? I need to be head of the board and the chief decision maker." And he said in the comments, my mama was an English professor and I was an English major. I know how to speak correct English, but I'm here to correct the English. A nice yay-ism. But what he's talking about here: "I went to JP Morgan, but of course they won't give me no deal flow." So this is the board of Adidas, and you can see right here, Jen Ulrich is the managing director and vice chairman investment banking at JP Morgan Chase. So what Ye is essentially saying is that there's this conflict of interest between anything he wants to do with Yeezy and removing Yeezy from Adidas, and the deal terms that he would have to make with a company like JP Morgan, and the fact that JP Morgan won't work with him because Jing would have, according to Ye, this conflict of interest, and she's protecting her interest in Adidas by not moving forward with, or allowing JP Morgan to move forward with any deal involving Yeezy. So that's what Ye is putting out there in that way, but it seems like he wants to bring back control of Yeezy or do something with Yeezy. There was a post that was deleted very quickly that was Ye's Adidas deal terms. So he started to put out there what would have to happen for him and Adidas to be on good standing again. And step one was terminate contract. Step two is take back IP, meaning that he gets ownership of all the stuff that was his intellectual property that Adidas now considers theirs. Three, Adidas pays $2 billion to Ye for stealing IP and damage to brand, mental health, social standing, family, emotional abuse, blackmail, not opening stores, and lying about factory capacity. Ye had mentioned that it was in his contracts with both Adidas and Gap that they open brick and mortar stores, specifically, I think, for Yeezy, and neither have done so. And he's been pretty upset about that. And he had mentioned that Daniel Cherry here had offered him $1 billion for Yeezy on a whole, as a whole. Like, hey, we'll buy it for $1 billion, then you can, you know, go do your thing. And Ye's like, no, I'm not going to sell for $1 billion. You're actually going to pay me $2 billion just to make me happy. That's not even a sale price. That's just what Ye feels he's owed. So you can imagine how insulting he thinks a $1 billion sale term is. And then four, Ye owns and operates Yeezy going forward. One of the things in the initial contract that they had was that Ye was supposed to have final say over all product, like full creative decision making, naming, colorways, release. Like, nothing could be released without his okay. And then it seems like over the last couple of years, Adidas has started releasing things without Ye's permission, which is one of the reasons he's so upset, especially if it's in his contract. So it's like, if he's not giving an okay, then why are they still releasing Yeezys? Is that a breach of contract? And he's saying in no uncertain terms again, I own and operate Yeezy going forward, and he will decide Adidas's future role, collaboration and or manufacturing, and Adidas will get cost of manufacturing plus 10%. So this is essentially him saying, I'm taking back full control and you can be part of this if you want, but this is how it has to happen. Then he deletes it, and shortly after deleting it, he posts this. San Antonio Shoemakers, the Wikipedia page for it, with just a smiley face. So you can maybe see the connection between him saying, I need a shoe company, and then him posting a shoe company. The question is whether or not this is actually something that's on the table or just him speculating, right? I can imagine the owners of SAS being like, wait, what? Ye just posted us? And it's completely catching them completely by surprise. Or maybe this is something that they somehow got in touch with him immediately and were like, hey, we will work with you. You can operate our shoe company. And they think it's worth the risk of volatility with Ye, right? To see what happens with this, because it could be the thing that makes them into a billion-dollar company. Or it's a thing where they work with Ye for a little bit and Ye's not feeling it and goes a separate way and they're kind of left being like, ah. But you would hope with them already having a successful business that it's worth the risk for them. Essentially, like, stupendously worth the risk for them. But the implications with the smiley face, it's just like, yeah, are they working together? Is this something that's like already on the table and happening, which would be pretty cool. Looking at San Antonio Shoemakers, you can see here, it's committed to making the most comfortable shoes in the world. So they're handcrafted leather. Everything is very specialized. And Ye talked about wanting both factory or a shoe, or either a shoe company or factories. And this team, Terry Armstrong and Lou Hayden, who are the founders, have both factories and a shoe company. Today, we continue to handcraft our shoes from only the softest, high-quality leather. Just one pair of shoes may go through up to 100 different steps. There are 14 primary operations that take place in our factories, like leather selection, dye making, cutting, lasting, and more. Within those operations, approximately 80 different skilled pairs of hands are carefully constructing and inspecting each shoe to make sure the SAS shoes you choose are the best made footwear in your closet. So the difficult thing here would be, I don't know if Ye is looking to make leather shoes, and they'd essentially be renovating their entire operations. But maybe he adjusts to what they have, right? Rather than making them adjust to what he wants. But the latter seems more likely than the former. And then you have to wonder about scale. Like, if they're having everything go through 80 different skilled pairs of hands, would we have the release of these shoes on the same level that we're getting Yeezys currently? Probably not. So you imagine Ye would be able to scale up the company once he owned the company, but there's still going to be some growing pains, you'd imagine, especially with just price points when you don't have necessarily the processes down, and then also just the amount of product available. But it would be interesting. And Ye has talked about, I think, or had interest in Texas recently, so them being located in San Antonio is something interesting as well. Ye had been down here a couple times since Elon had moved down here as well. So we'll see what this comes to. Like, if this is an actual offer that SAS made and Ye will take them over, or if Ye is just kind of showing that there are shoe companies that he could probably take over and SAS is one of them. And then somebody made this, which was pretty funny, on What's Up Ever. Rye is cool. Just San Antonio Shoemakers, their Wikipedia page here, you can see. Manufacturer based in San Antonio, specializing in handcrafted men's and women's shoes, family-owned operations. And I don't think this was actually added. You can go to the history and click through and see what people added or took away. Like, earlier, somebody added they are a Kanye West company. So that was made at 9/19, and by 9/21 it was taken away. They're a family-owned company. It got switched back to that. But Rye is cool here put in, or somebody mocked up, Chris Lambert is nearly as sexy as Travis Bean, just in the middle of the description of San Antonio Shoemakers. And I'll take it. Travis is sexy, you know. I'll take being almost nearly is the word, as sexy as Travis. So that's something to keep an eye on. Ye's had a lot to say over the weekend, but we're curious if that was going to end up or what action that would end up arriving at. And it seemed like maybe something is finally happening, or at least he's posturing a lot more and maybe something will happen soon. But making this request of needing a shoe company and seeing who steps up and makes a deal with him will be very interesting, especially if it's not like a Reebok or a Puma or someone that's like a tier one, tier two. We're starting to get into places that are a little more local here, but you can see they're carried in 100 retail stores in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, Korea, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates? No, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Panama, Chile, Israel, and England. So yeah, might be the start of something. All right. Until next time, stay wavy and keep a loopy. Cheers.